The Gemara on the top of Memzan Amud Aleph has a shaila about Shmini Atzeres. Do you make a bracha in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres or not? And the Gemara says at one point that Nekaita Rabbi Yochanan B'yadach, you should pass like Rabbi Yochanan that you do not make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres. Why? Because we have a testimony, the Rav Huna Bar Bezna L'chol Gedalei Hadar, Rav Huna Bar Bezna, all the Gedalim, Iklu B'sukkah B'Shmini Safek Shvi, they happened into a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, and Mesiv HaBiyasvi, they sat in the sukkah Baruchi L'Abrichi, and they did not make a bracha. So we have a raya, Zok Gemara, a clear raya that we hold that you should sit in the sukkah but not make a bracha, because all the Gedali Hadar, we saw them on Shmini Atzeres, and they didn't make a bracha in the sukkah. And the Gemara says, maybe there's not a raya, but Doma Svir L'Kamand Amar, maybe they hold like the Mand Amar, Kemet Shibarach Antavishon, Shuv Enu Mavarach, maybe they hold like the Mand Amar that you only make the bracha on the first day of sukkahs and not any other day. In other words, all the time, you only make one bracha on the day one of sukkahs, and that bracha covers the whole Yom Tov. You never make another bracha, so maybe they hold that way. And the reason why they didn't make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres was not because they hold you don't make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres, because they hold you never make a bracha on sukkahs. So there's no raya from here, let it done for us, so we hold you make a bracha every day. Maybe you should make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara says, maybe there's no raya from here. And the Gemara says, no, there is a raya, because Gemiri, we have a Kabbalah, to me Efer Asu. We have a Kabbalah that these Gedalim came from the Efer. And what does that mean? Rashi says that they bow mina efer shebe masen reyusham. They came from the fields. They were taking care of their animals during sukkahs. Below yashu besukkah kol yamei achag. They did not sit in the sukkah for the whole Yom Tov. In other words, we have a Kabbalah that these Gedalim did not sit in the sukkah once the whole Yom Tov, not even on Yom Rishon, because they were in the field taking care of their animals. And if we see that afal pichin, they didn't make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres, that is a raya that they hold you don't make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres, and you can't say it's because they hold that you just make a bracha the first day. No other days, because they didn't send the sukkah the first day. They didn't make a bracha on the first day at all. That's what the Gemara says. Now the Gemara, of course, is a pella like all the Mefarshim and Ma'ira. That how could it be that all the Gedali Hadar didn't sit in the sukkah the whole sukkah, even the first day of sukkahs, they didn't sit in the sukkah. Instead, they're in the field taking care of their animals. How you talking? How could it be that they were mevatel in the midst of sukkah, and they themselves were taking care of their animals, there's no one else to do it? Very, very hard, very difficult to understand what the Gemara means, why these Gedali Hadar were in the Efer and weren't mekayim mitzvah sukkah. Achronim say all different shatim to try to be miyashiv the what was going on over here. But I once saw a beautiful hasber, something very unique that I've never seen anywhere else before, and I just want to share it with you, Gevalda Kipshat, going all the way back to the days of the Ge'ainim, to be mazur pshat in this Gemara. And I found this in a Torah journal called Mevakshi Uza. It was printed around 16 years ago, put out by the by Dirshu. At that time, they were learning Masechta Sukkah, and they put together a kuntres of all different people in the Kailim around the world who are learning Sukkah, who contributed in shtiklach to this kuntres. So there was one shtikl over there from someone by the name of David Karasik, who was learning in the Kailil in Cincinnati at the time. Today he's a doctor, but at that time, this was in the early 2000s, he was learning sukkah. They finished sukkah, and L'chavad Asiyim, he put in this following shtickle that he was mekabel b'kabbalah from his grandfather. So he writes over there that his grandfather was someone by the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Karasik, and he grew up in a city in the Ukraine called Karalevich. And in that city of Karalevich, there was a priest, and the priest in that city was a person who was a big malumid. He knew Hebrew, he knew some Hebrew texts, and he was a person who it was important for him to learn Hebrew and learn different svarim in Hebrew. And he wanted his son to continue in his ways. He wanted his son to also know Hebrew, to learn Lashon HaKodesh. So what did he do? He sent his son to the local cheder. He figured that's the best way for his son to pick up Hebrew. So the son of the priest went to the local cheder with the other kids, and they became friendly. The Yidden and this son of the priest, so this person's grandfather, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Karasik, was friendly with the son of the priest. And one day, the priest's son invited all his friends over to his house to visit his home. So they went to his house, and while they were there, the father, the priest who used to collect ancient texts, ancient svarim, showed them that he had a shas that was a very precious shas, and he got a birusha all the way back for many years. And this was a shas written in Ksav Yad. It wasn't printed. And it said on it that this shas belonged to Reb Sadia Gaon. It was Reb Sadia Gaon's shas, and it actually had haggais on it that, according to the Messiah, were written by Reb Sadia Gaon himself. So the kids were very nispal from such a shas, Ksav Yad, all the way from Reb Sadia Gaon. They decided to open it up and look at it. And they happened to open up to Masechta Sukkah Daf Mem Zayin, mamash to today's daf. And on this Gemara, where it says, Gemiri de me'efer ka'asu, on the words me'efer, there was a haggah on the side, and it said one simple thing. It said that efer is Nutrikun Eitzel Pachi Romi. The word Efer is Rashi Tevis for Eitzel Pachi Romi. What does that mean, Eitzel Pachi Romi? So Pachi means the governors, the ministers, the important people, like we have the Pachah Shebi Yehuda, Hakveyon Aleph Chasacha. It means the important people of Raimi. So Efer Zosh Davis, Eitzel Pachi Raimi, which means that the Gedalim were by the important ministers of Rome. That's the Hagav Reb Sadia Gaon. And when they saw this, they chapped that that's the pshat in the Gemara. That what were these Gedalim doing? Why were they not sent in the Sukkah? They were on some secret mission to go to Rome to save Klai Yisrael, to be Mevatel some Gezeira. So they had to go speak to the Gedalim Raimi, the important people in Rome. And because of that, it was Pikuach Nefesh, and they weren't able to be in the Sukkah the whole time. The Gemara didn't want to write a Beferish because there was probably still a Sakana. Then, whatever reason, they couldn't write it, so it wrote a Notrikon of Efer to be an abbreviation of Eitzel Pachi Raimi, and eventually the Rishonim explained it, that Efer means they were there with their behemoths, but what Efer really meant, according to Ibsad Agon, was a Nutrikon for Eitzel Pachi Raimi, and that is Masber, why the Gedalim didn't sin in the Sukkah that year. It was a Pikuach Nefesh, it was for the Hatzal of Klai, so they had to go to Rome in some secret mission. So that's the beer in the Gemara, which is Masber very well, why they were able to Mimbatel Mitzvah of Sukkah. Again, this is a unique Hasber that I haven't seen anywhere else, and I didn't see anyone else who brings this down. This is the Messiah from this, of David Karasik, from his grandfather, from the Shas of the priest, which is Milchus to Reb Sadigain. And unfortunately, we don't have the Shas today. It says over there that when the Shab heard about this, he tried to get the Shas, he wasn't Matzliach, and then the revolution broke out, and they lost track of the Shas and the priest. But Al Kapanim, we have the what's left over from this story is this one Hagah from Reb Sadigain. Me'efer Kasi means Eitzel Pachi Raimi.